This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We prepare for tomorrow's Thanksgiving on a scale the pilgrims might have found excessive. The National Turkey Federation says Americans will eat 46 million big birds. Of course, unlike the Puritans, most of us do not catch and kill our own. Supermarkets stock turkeys frozen or fresh, usually meaning deeply chilled. But as Linda Paul reports, there are places where the old ways still endure.
It's the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and the phone is already going crazy here at John's Live Poultry in Chicago's Northwest Side. In a few days from now, it'll be even worse.
You see, this place, it'd be so packed all the way to the corner. All the way to the corner. We'd be working from 6 in the morning until 12 o'clock at night.
Ray Ziad, owner of the shop, expects to sell and slaughter 2,500 turkeys by this Thanksgiving. He's a little frazzled, but still takes time to show me around. There's a long corridor of cages that house chickens, guinea hens, partridge, pheasant, quail, capons, pigeons, and the noisiest bird of all.
We got roosters. That's old roosters. Doesn't got no fat on it at all. Just meat, no fat at all. But the old hens got fat.
Any customer can scrutinize his future dinner.
Hello. Looking for a small hen turkey. You got small hen turkey?
Right now for 16 pounds.
Can I see it?
Yep.
All right.
77-year-old Peter Harris heads out back with Lopez, one of the staff.
We're outside.
There's a large pen back here filled with ducks, geese, and turkey. Lopez wades into the crowd of birds and grabs a turkey by the legs.
Okay, let's see what you got. Okay, that's good.
The turkey's not happy, but the customer is. And since there's an imbalance of power, the rest is a foregone conclusion. Peter has lived in this polyglot, working-class neighborhood for the past 45 years and shopped here at John's since the late 70s. During World War II, he says, mom-and-pop groceries would set crates of live chickens right out on the sidewalk. But most live poultry shops are gone. There's just a handful left. I ask him why he prefers this place to a supermarket.
I guess just tradition. I could see the bird and make sure it's not sick. That's what my mother used to always say. You know, you always squeeze the breast of a chicken. If it squawks a lot, don't take it. It's sick.
As a second-generation American, Peter stands out at John's Live Poultry. Most of the customers here are born in other countries, and many speak limited English.
Beautiful chicken, black. Chicken, very good. Very good chicken.
Very good chicken. Good chicken.
Everybody, to a person, agrees that freshly slaughtered poultry is moister and just tastes better. And for most of them, it's what they grew up with. Buna Tan is from Kuala Lumpur.
In fact, Malaysians will not eat something that's been dead a few days. We would have our fish and meat fresh that day, slaughtered that morning.
Michael Alaka from Nigeria is philosophical about the turkey's sacrifice.
Do you ever feel guilty or squeamish that you know they're about to chop off its head?
In a way, you can tell it's kind of brutal, but hey, we have to eat. And that's the way it's been, and that's the way it's going to be.
People from other cultures have a more direct relationship with their food, so they're not surprised that there aren't that many native-born Americans here at John's. Again, Buna Tan.
I think they are a little bit grossed out, squeamish. They're so far removed from the food source that they would think the food is from a cellophane packed supermarket stuff, and they get squeamish when they see the live birds walking around.
Some customers swear by John's because they like that the poultry is Amish raised, free of preservatives and antibiotics. A few, like Ray from the West Indies, come for religious reasons.
I am really a Muslim, and they do it the legal way and killing it the legal way. When you are killing the animals, you have to just call God's name. Instead of any other name, you just call God's name.
In our informal poll on this day, Literally everyone said they had plans to celebrate Thanksgiving. Turkey seems to be the internationally accepted main course for the holiday, though the candied yams, mashed potatoes with gravy, and cranberry sauce are apparently being ditched for other tastier side dishes.
I want to serve turkey, rice, and mutio, and fufu. Yeah, together.
And then we'll make some Filipino chop suey.
Well, we start with antipasto. Then we have a turkey, a mashed potato, some green beans, some cabbage, some... that's about it, I guess.
Those delicious Thanksgiving dishes will be served up by Diana Nakum, originally from Ghana, Meli Sia from the Philippines, and Maria Ricci, born in Italy. And from Chicago, for Day to Day, this is Linda Paul.